Volume 1, Number 5, Winter 2010. WLBPD at AADL News. Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL. 734-327-4224. WLBPD at AADL.org. WLBPD at AADL Standards Review Report. The WLBPD at AADL recently received our first biennial site visit regarding standards of service as recommended by the American Library Association for Subregional Libraries. WLBPD at AADL was found to meet or exceed all standards and was commended by the Braille and Talking Book Library, BTBL, the regional library for WLBPD at AADL, particularly for conducting comprehensive reviews of patron accounts, staff management and training, and our lineup of programs and trainings of interest to WLBPD patrons. The final report of this site visit from the BTBL is now available in large print and Braille formats at the Downtown Library second floor reference desk. It will soon be available for download and in audio formats at wlbpd.aadl.org. Contact us. Phone 734-327-4224. Email wlbpd@aadl.org. In person, 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48104. Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads 2011, What Makes Life Worth Living? The Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads program is a community initiative to promote reading and civic dialogue through the shared experience of reading and discussing a common book. The theme for the 2011 read is What Makes Life Worth Living? And the official selection is Life is So Good by George Dawson and Richard Globman, an inspirational autobiography on the life of Dawson, a slave's grandson who learned to read at age 98. Mr. Dawson passed away in 2001 at the age of 103. A selection team composed of community members, educators, students, and librarians from the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti areas chose the book from a group of three titles, all of which centered on the subject of What Makes Life Worth Living. The other titles under consideration were The Undertaking, Life Studies from the Dismal Trade by Thomas Lynch, and Year of Wonders, A Novel of the Plague by Geraldine Brooks. All three titles are available on recorded cassette through WLBPD at AADL. A book discussion of Life is So Good, open to the public, will be held at the AADL Traverwood branch on Saturday, January 15th from 2 to 3 p.m. For more information on Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads 2011, visit aaypsireads.org. Free access to more than 31,000 books in Braille, large print, and audio. Library eBook Accessibility Program, LEAP, a collaboration of Bookshare and Overdrive, is now offering 1 year of free access to its entire collection to the print disabled community. Bookshare is also available free to U.S. students with qualifying disabilities. Student memberships last 1 year, but may be renewed. Access to the LEAP collection requires an Ann Arbor District Library card. All Washtenaw County residents who qualify for WLBPD are also qualified to receive an AADL library card at no charge. To access the LEAP collection, including over 150 periodicals, visit www.aadl.org/catalog/ebooks. Click on Download eBooks in eAudio, and then click on the box on the right side of the window, Accessible eBooks for the Print Impaired. To sign into your AADL library account, select Ann Arbor District Library from the drop-down menu, enter your library card number into a box, and then click on the Submit button. Then, click the blue Sign Up Today button to complete the application for a free 1 year membership to LEAP. After signing up, you will receive an email from Bookshare with further instructions. You may download up to 100 books per month. Software necessary for viewing, listening, or converting books to print-ready Braille files is available through www.bookshare.org/readingtools. Contact WLBPD at 734-327-4224. 4224 or visit WLBPD@AADL.org for more information about signing up for LEAP. Accessing downtown AADL during construction. Fifth Avenue from Liberty to William is closed to traffic and will not reopen for at least 1 year. Access to the downtown library is from William Street. Handicap access is from William on a new incline that ends at a landing directly opposite the existing automated door. Parking is available on nearby streets, the old Y lot at the corner of 5th and William, and in the 4th and William structure. The handicap spaces and the free short-term spaces remain available on William Street, but are located further east, away from the corner. Because AATA and federal building traffic is turning north on 5th Avenue, space was needed at the corner to provide a turn lane. The turn lane space is also where taxis and A-Ride passengers will arrive and depart from the library. If you have questions about access to the downtown library during construction, please call 734-327-4200. Blank digital book cartridges now available for purchase. If you prefer the larger format of the digital book cartridge over the smaller format thumb drive for downloading books to play in your new digital talking book machine, you're in luck. We now have both 2GB DB cartridges as well as USB connector cables needed to connect these cartridges to a computer for sale at the circulation desk at all AADL locations. Cartridges are available for $8 and cables for $5. New notification service for A-Ride passengers. AATA has worked with AADL to ensure that patrons using A-Ride and waiting inside the downtown library will know when their drivers have arrived. A new exterior keypad allows drivers to punch in a number, activating light and sound indicators on the ceiling of the first floor to alert someone in the library that their ride has arrived. Winter events. Here are a few of the programs offered at AADL this winter. For a complete list of events, call 734-327-4200, press option 3, or visit us online at aadl.org/events. Concert, Paul Keller Trio, A Toast to the Nat King Cole Trio, Saturday, January 8, 2 to 3:30 p.m., Downtown Library, Multipurpose Room. Enjoy an afternoon of delightful music honoring one of the all-time jazz greats. Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads Author Event, Richard Globman discusses his book, Life is So Good. Saturday, January 22nd, 1:30 to 3 p.m., Washtenaw Community College, Morris Lawrence Building. Join us to hear the co-author of this year's selection for Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads. No Mountain Too High, Wednesday, January 26th, 2 to 3:30 p.m., Mallets Creek Branch. Lawyer, musician, and downhill skier Roger Chard discusses mixing vocation and avocation despite being totally blind. Richard strives for self-confidence and promotes tolerance and persistence. Save the date. Visions 2012, Wednesday, May 9th, 2012, Washtenaw Community College. WLBPD location and hours. The WLBPD collection is housed in the downtown Ann Arbor District Library at 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, at the corner of 5th Avenue and William Street. The library is open Monday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Library locations, downtown, 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48104. Mallets Creek Branch, 3090 East Eisenhower Parkway, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48108. Pittsfield Branch, 2359 Oak Valley Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103. Traverwood Branch, 3333 Traverwood Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48105. West Branch, 2503 Jackson Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103.